The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
You are welcome to God's presence, and I pray that you never leave here the same in Jesus' name. It's a privilege to be in your presence this morning, and we are all looking very radiant and looking very glorious this morning. And I want to thank God that God has brought you here this morning. And I pray that the God that has brought you here this morning will bless you more than you can imagine in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. By the time you'll be ending this service this morning, at least minimum 7 testimonies are in your hands in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. If you are the person I'm praying for, let me hear your loudest amen. If you are that person that will testify this Wednesday, this Sunday, let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Assessing all-round success via the hand of God. Assessing all-round success via the hand of God. Our God is a God that wants us to succeed. His delight every blessed day is that you and I become a success. He says in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, popular scripture, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, the thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope, or an expected end in the KJV version. I have a future for you. I have a hope for you, and that hope is expected end. How many of us have an unexpected end of success? And I pray that you have signified socially before you in Jesus' name. The Bible says that God, it is your expected end that God also wishes for you. He wishes for you what you wish for yourself, even beyond. In 1 Peter 2:9 says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person to show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's success. You are a mega light everywhere. Everywhere you find yourself, you are blossoming with light. You are bringing forth light. Somebody's here today. Your light will never grow dim in the name of Jesus. One major instrument for provoking all-round success is called the hand of God. The hand of God. The hand of God. What is the hand of God? This is very special this morning, because I know that at least a word will come for somebody that will bless that person in the name of Jesus. The hand of God, it is the tangible, feelable presence and touch of God in a man's life. Responsible for his change of story and endless testimonies. Responsible, tangible, feelable presence and the touch of God in a man's life. Responsible for his change of story and endless testimony. Testimony that does not have boundary. You are entering that realm this morning. We are both entering that realm this morning. That is the realm whereby you have not finished sharing one testimony and another one has already come. Before you finish dancing over one issue, I thank God for this issue. While you are yet dancing, another testimony has spring forth. There are minimum 21 people here this morning. From this January to December this year, you are entering to that new dimension. Now listen to this morning. The hand of God is an instrument of quick work. The hand of God is an instrument for quick work. Someone say quick work. It is also an instrument for miracles, signs, and wonders. Facts about the hand of God. Number one fact about the hand of God is that it's an instrument for quick work. Quick. Hand of God doesn't touch something and then the thing is waiting for waiting for response. No. It's an instrument of quick work. They said, a woman here this morning, the Lord just spoke to me now, that even as you, anytime it is that you go into the labor room to deliver your baby, your delivery shall be a quick walk. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number three, facts about the hand of God is that it is an all-powerful hand that cannot be resisted or stopped. The hand of God is an all-powerful hand that cannot be resisted or stopped. You can't stop the hand of God. You can't say stop there. No. It cannot be resisted. Neither can it be stopped by any human or spiritual power. It can be used to touch anything or anyone. It can be used to touch the mouth of somebody like Jeremiah 1:9, where the mouth of Jeremiah was touched. It can be used to touch the mouth, the lips of somebody. It can be used to touch, he says in Jeremiah 1, I said, then the Lord put forth his hand. Let's read it together, everybody, one, two, go. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my word in what? God has hand. God has hand. And that hand can touch a business. That hand can touch a study. That hand can touch a marriage. That hand can touch a sickly body. That hand can touch any life. And what happens when this happens is endless testimonies. Somebody this morning is entering to that realm in the name of Jesus. I say somebody is entering to that realm in Jesus' name. It can touch a marriage. It can touch your health. It can touch your education. It can touch your brain. It can touch your children. Maybe you are here this morning. You are dull, very dull. Your results speak it that you are dull. Right from your primary school day, secondary school day, you struggle almost through where you are today. I'm here to tell you this morning, your brain becomes a magnetic brain from this moment in the name of Jesus. Whatever you want to think or imagine or remember, that capacity is released to you this morning. Quickly this morning, advantages of the hand of God. I'll give you 7 of them and we'll move on very quickly. Advantages of the hand of God. Number one advantage of the hand of God is called deliverance. Deliverance. The hand of God is responsible for deliverance at any level. Somebody say any level. If the devil does not see the hand of God, he won't let you go. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 19 and 20, when the children of Israel were inside captivity, until they saw the hand of God, he says, and I am sure, that's God speaking now, say, I'm sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No. Can you see that? Devil will not let you go. No. Not by a mighty hand. Verse 20, and I will stretch out my hand. He won't let you go. He won't let that turnover move. He won't let that marriage be possible. Except the hand of God is stretched towards you. I mean, this is a major asset for your life. I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will what? Are you with me this morning? Can we see the screen? Thank God the Christmas tree is out so we can see the screen very well. You can't see the screen. Sorry? Okay. By the special grace of God, we'll get another screen so that we can have 2 screens. Okay? We'll try to do that as soon as possible in Jesus' name. Let me hear your amen. So that you can see from any direction that you would want to do that. Praise the Lord. But just try to move on. As I call the scriptures, if you can't see the screen, just open your Bibles. I'm sure you're here with that. So the hand of God is responsible for deliverance. The hand of God can deliver anybody at any time. In Exodus chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, explains to us the importance of the hand of God in the deliverance of the children of Israel. Then the Lord said unto Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand. Somebody say strong hand. So the hand of man is weak. It is the strong hand of God that is strong. Then the Lord said unto Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh with a strong hand. shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out. I will ensure that my hand is stretched for your deliverance. Somebody is here this morning. That captivity that you are in, you are coming out this morning by the hand of God. I say you are coming out this morning by the hand of God. You are coming out this morning by the hand of God. In Joshua chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. Joshua chapter 4, verse say, for the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan before you until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we were gone over. Yes, next verse now. That all the people of the earth might know the hand. Can you see that? There is a hand of God. Once it's in your life, it says all the people of the earth will know that there is a hand. This morning I decree that the hand of God delivers you from every shame. The hand of God will deliver you from every shame. Let me hear your loudest amen. That all the people of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that it might fear, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. As a result of what God will do in your family this year, men will fear your God. Somebody must move out from that tenancy position to being a landlord this year. Somebody must be delivered from the affliction of landlords this year. If your family is that family, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Somebody must be delivered from the problem of that lecturer this year. I can't hear your loudest amen. Number two. Advantage of the hand of God is protection. The hand of God is responsible for protection at any level. In Exodus 14, verse 14, it says, I will fight for you. You will hold your peace. I will go and I will move towards your enemy and slap him. Relax. I will ensure that your enemy cannot lift a finger. You will be watching. Psalms 91 from verse 1 also explains that to us very, very clearly, that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. He will cover you with his hands. He will ensure that you are covered up. His hand covers you. Then he also moves further, looking at God from the perspective of a bed, that he will also ensure that his feathers cover you. Let's go to the next verse. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Somebody say amen. Amen. When you are reading, when the scripture is being read, and you hear scriptures like this, be sharp and be smart to key into it. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, amen, and from the noisome pestilence. Amen. Now look at this now. God at the position like a bird, like the Holy Spirit. Say, he will cover thee with his feathers. Amen. And under his wings shall thou trust. Amen. His trust shall be thy shield and thy buckler. And it goes on and on and on like that, explaining to us the importance of the preservation of the Almighty God. Also in Psalms 103 verse 13 to 15. Psalm 103 verse 13 to 15 says, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knows our frame, and remember that we are just dust. He knows our frame, he knows that we are just, that we are dust. He knows who we are. Next verse now. As for man, his days as grass, as a flower of the field, and so he flourishes. That is, God knows that you are a human being and he knows you need protection. He knows that nobody can protect you. For some of you here that have security men, you know that an average security man, immediately you shut down your generator to sleep, he also goes to sleep. Immediately you shut down your generator to sleep, he also goes to sleep. He's not responsible for taking care of you. He's not responsible for caring for you. In fact, he cannot even care for himself. I pray for somebody here this morning. Throughout this year, 2017, the Lord's hand will protect you all the days of your life. The Lord's hand will protect you all the days of your life. Number three, advantage of the hand of God is it gives you power for impact and favor. One of the major work of the hand of God is to empower you and to grant you favor. There was a man called Nehemiah who was just a bloody cupbearer. You know who a cupbearer is? Who knows what a cupbearer is to a king? Eh? Boss pouring wine for the king. If we say the king wants to take so wine, he will taste it so that if there is poison there, he will be the one that will die. Anything the king wants to taste that is liquid, he will first taste it. He was a cupbearer, according to Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 11. But the hand of God was upon him, and this provoked favor for him. He says, "O God, I beseech thee, let now thy ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant, and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to hear thy name, and prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer." He was just an ordinary man, cupbearer. But suddenly, he found himself in favor. The walls of Jerusalem were broken down, and it was needed for a man. God seared him up. God placed his hand upon him. According to Nehemiah chapter 2, Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 1 to 9, he went to the king and said, "King, this is what I need. This is what I require. I require this, I require that," and the king released it unto him. Can you imagine a servant in your house coming to you and say, "Sir, I need 100,000 blocks to finish my house. I need cement, Dangote cement, 15,000 bags. I also need wood. I need nails." Everything he needs, he listed it. When you get home, go and read it. And the Bible says, you know, initially he went to the king's presence sad. And the king said, "What's wrong with you? You are not normally sad. What's going on?" He said, "This is what I need." And the king released letters unto him, released blessings unto him, released resources unto him. He found, go to verse 8 very quickly because of our time. Verse 8. "And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest." King has a forest. So he gave him a letter. He said, "Take this letter to my forest." Like saying, "Take this letter to my warehouse. And then anything that you want, let them give you free of charge. That he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace which appertain to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to what? The good hand of my God." That was what was responsible for that in Nehemiah's change of story. A servant just walking to the king and said, "This is what I need." And then the king said, "Take this letter to my warehouse. Anything you need to complete your house, let them release it to you." I stand on this altar this morning. There is somebody here this morning. This same dimension of favor, you will get it in this month of January. This same dimension of favor, you will get it in this month of January. And beyond, in the name of Jesus. David was a man of favor. He assessed favor. Esther was a woman of favor. Because you might say, "Oh, maybe because he's a man." What about a lady? A lady can also assess favor. In Esther chapter 2, verse 17, Esther was loved. Esther 2, 17. Esther, the king loved Esther above all the women. That's why I want all the ladies here to understand something. Beauty is important, but without favor, beauty is vain. Beauty is glorious, but without adding the secret. That's why you see ladies too sharp and buff up without anything. They think that everything required in life is just lipstick. No. Favor is superior to any perfume. Favor is superior to anywhere, footwear, underwear, headwear, headgear, anything. Until a woman is favored. I told you the story before of one of my friends. We used to work together in the same organization many years ago. And I was his best man when he was getting married. That was quite a long time now. As in the day I saw the woman, this my friend is a first class graduate, computer science from a particular university. I don't want to say too much. You might know him. First class graduate are not very common. First class computer science from one of the top universities. And he was a big boy in the organization where he was working. Yellow boy like this, very nice, looking very good. My friend. When I saw the lady he wanted to marry, Kai! Ow! As in, I could not believe my eyes. Say, yeah, it. And you know, it's difficult to say that kind of thing. That is this. I'm sure she must have touched. You know, when you marry your own husband, and you, I'm sure by now if I see her, I might not even recognize her because, you know, time changes people and people become more beautiful as they grow older by God's grace. As in that time, she said, hi. I said, yeah. I don't. Yeah. I can't believe this. Hello. Ah! I was the best man for the wedding. And I saw in that congregation one of the ladies that was pursuing that, my friend, in that same wedding, sat down there, moody, very moody, attended the wedding, but could not say, don't, when they say, we want to, she could not say, no, don't put it. She was also there. Much beautiful than this other lady. But I noticed that this particular lady carried favor. If no matter the juju they do for you, you can't marry that kind of person. Abba! Oh! Oh! Jehovah here. When I saw her, I said, yay! Can this be my friend's fiancé? Favor makes the unqualified to suddenly become overqualified. Favor, you are not qualified. That's why ladies that are here that are married, just know that it's not as if you it's just because of the favor of God on you. That's why your head must remain, you must remain humble. It's not because you're anything. People are better than you, finer than you, more beautiful than you, and they are not. They cannot even smell the kind of husband God gave you. So relax. Don't let your head fall from your neck. Favor. I stand on this altar this morning and I release a strange dimension of favor to everyone here this morning in the name of Jesus. A strange dimension of favor be released to you this morning in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. That my friend is doing so well now. He's a very top person in a particular organization working in Victoria Land. Very top person. Very, very top in one of the biggest financial institutions in this country. And she's still the wife till now. It's a new day for somebody. Very soon we'll be telling your own story. I say very soon we'll be telling your own story. Very soon we'll be telling your own story. Number 4 benefit of the hand of God is called strength and enablement. Strength. The hand of God is the secret of strength. In Nehemiah chapter 3 verse 18. The Lord bestowed upon Nehemiah strange strength. Somebody say strange strength. He gave to him strange strength so that they began to build. They began to repair. They began to do the kinds of things that is unimaginable. Somebody is here this morning. The kind of things that, the kind of strength God will give to you will be unimaginable. Quickly go to Psalm 29 verse 11. I'll show you something there quickly. Before we go back to that Nehemiah, Psalm 29 verse 11. The Lord will give strength. Let's read it together. Everybody, 1, 2, go. The Lord will give strength unto the people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. So, God is a God of strength. He is the giver of strength. He is the one that gives strength. He is the one that gives the strength required. Somebody is here this morning. God is going to give you mega strength. Today is the last day you will ever know weakness in life again. I can hear your loudest amen. I can hear your loudest amen. Everything called weakness around you is terminated in the name of Jesus. Nothing called tiredness shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Now look at the man Nehemiah. He had access to unusual strength. They were into buildings and construction, and there was nothing called tiredness. upon him or upon any of the people that were working with him all throughout the construction. Also in Isaiah chapter 12 verse 2. Isaiah chapter 12 verse 2. The Bible says that, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my what? Strength. God Jehovah is my strength. From today, I declare that God is your strength. I say from today, I declare that God is your strength. From today, I declare that God is your strength. You will never lack strength again forever. In the name of Jesus. So, another major thing that comes from the hand of God is strength. Strength to build. Strength to do anything you want to do. Anything you require. The strength of God is a direct result of the hand of God. The strength of God is a direct result of the hand of God. The strength on the life of any man is a direct product of the hand of God. Number five, benefit from the hand of God is called courage. Even as you journey in life, there will be a lot of times that people will try to discourage you. And the hand of God destroys everything that is called weakness, that is called discouragement. In Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 10, the Bible says that Sanballat and Tobias, they tried to discourage Nehemiah. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant the Ammonite heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of God. I mean, can you imagine somebody trying to do something good and somebody is trying to discourage the person? Also in Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 19, that same Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 19, it says, when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant the Ammonite and Gesem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despise us and said, what is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? As you journey in your life, as you try to make progress this year, people will try to discourage you. If you have not gotten to that level, then you have not started your journey of success. What is she doing? Who do you think she is? Where is she going to get capital to do that business? Who is she in this office serve? Are you the daughter of the owner of the company? Why? Your own is too much. Your own is too much. Go and relax. Get away. All these are agents of darkness. NFA. You know the meaning of NFA. Oh, they have no future ambition. They have nothing they are praying for. If you are praying, they say, why are you guarding yourself? Be like us. Pocket when you are praying. When they call prayer point, why are you giving yourself too much stress? Why light it for you? You are, when you see such people, you know they are agents of discouragement. Their agenda is to turn you into exactly the replica of who they are. Whereas you know where you are going. And you know what God has shown you. You have a mental picture of your desirable future. Your vision is burning inside of you. And so, you can never subscribe to discouragement. Friends, listen. I have never and will never. There is nothing in this world anybody can do that can discourage me. Speak against me. Attack me. Send things to me. It is impossible. During the 12 days of empowerment and the devil tried to attack my health, I said, if this is the last message that we preach, I will preach it. If this is the last, you can't discourage me. You are too small. You are too small. From today, you will never give in to the devil again. I say you will never give in to the devil again. I say you will never give in to the devil again. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. And I'm sure you will like this number seven advantage. Number six, beg your pardon. It shows you are following me. Number six advantage. Sixth advantage is prosperity and wealth. Somebody say a big amen. One of the major dividends of the hand of God is supernatural supply. which is called prosperity. In Job 22 verse 23 to 25, Job 22 verse 23 to 25, the Bible says, if thou return to the Almighty, that thou shalt be built up, thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles, then thou shalt lay up gold as dust. Did you see that? Money will be like sand to you if my hand is upon you. Thou shalt lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ephah as the stones of the brooks. Verse 25 now. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty. When you say somebody has plenty cars. Oh, maybe you don't understand. Let me give you a picture of what I'm saying. Turn your Bibles with me to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 10. I'll be reading quickly from verse 14 to 18. 1 Kings, I want to show you just a man who operated at this level. 1 Kings 10, 14. 14. God bless you, media. 14. 14. 1-4. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon. Put your name there. Let's see if you can carry it. Now the weight of gold that came to Victor Kuforiji. Now the weight of gold that came to me in 1 year. Which year is that? Oh. In 1 year was 603 talents of gold. Now, gold is superior in value than dollars. Dollars is the most valuable currency now. But gold is superior. He says, and beside that, aside from that gold, he had of the merchant men. He had merchant men that handle currency. Oh. And of the traffic of the spice and merchants and all the kings of Arabia and of the governors of the country. This was a man who operated in supernatural wealth. Now look at this. And King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold. 600 shekels of gold went to one target. Kai. And he made 300 shields of beaten gold. 3 pounds of gold went to one shield. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Let's go to verse 18 where we stop. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory. And overlaid it with the best. His seat was overlaid totally with gold. As a result of the hand of God. It operated under unusual dimension of wealth. I speak to somebody here this morning. This year 2017, you and your family will never beg for bread. In Psalms 35 verse 19. Psalm 35 verse 19, I've been young, now I'm old. He says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. I have never seen them. Psalm 37 verse 25, beg your pardon. Psalm 37 verse 25. Psalm 37 verse 25. I've been young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I have never seen them forsaken. You will never be forsaken. I say you will never be forsaken. You will never be forsaken. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Those waiting for you to come and beg for bread from them, they will be disappointed this year. Amen. That person you asked help for in 2016 that did not respond to your text, ignored you as if you were nobody. This year, you are the one that we borrowed their money. Amen. Somebody gave a testimony this morning that this is the first time I will have so much money to cross over with that I started to lend out money. Now listen to me. Oh. A lot of money lenders we raised from this church. You can't give out money when you don't have enough. It is only those that have enough that lend out to others. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 20, it says you will lend unto nations. So you are lending to your roommate now. Get set. You will start lending to your local government. From your local government, you will start lending to your state. From your state, you will start lending to the nation. And from the nation, you are going international. If you are going international with me, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, the days of lack are over for me. And number 7, benefit, advantage of the hand of God is called destiny construction. The construction of the destiny of a man is a direct result of the hand of God. If you want your destiny constructed,
It's your boy, he's not writing. Let him go and get a note now, or he should go down. It's distracting us.
If you want your destiny constructed, it's important for you to ensure that the hand of God, someone say hand of God, the hand of God is upon you. Friends, you can't build your life by your own power. Just look at me, don't worry about that. You can't build your destiny by your own power. You require the hand of God for the construction.
You can build a house of your own self. You can build anything of your own self. But your destiny can only be constructed by God's power. I speak to somebody here this morning. The hand of God will construct your destiny. The hand of God will construct your destiny. The hand of God will construct your destiny. The hand of God will construct the destiny of your children.
Every parent here, mark me that I said it. Your children's destiny shall not ever be tampered with. Your children's destiny will never be tampered with. And I speak against that power that wants to alter the destiny of your children. I say that power is cursed in the name of Jesus. That power that wants to alter the destiny of your children, I challenge them this morning in the name of Jesus.
Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen.
Quickly this morning, what are the keys to securing the hand of God? How can I secure the hand of God? Keys to securing the hand of God. Number one, right living. Living right. Living right. Living right. In Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10, Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10, it says, say ye to the righteous that they shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruits of their doing. Those that do right, things will go right for them. Those that have a working conscience, their conscience is beaten, then definitely things must go right for them. The major key to securing the hand of God is to ensure that your life glorifies God. Number two, key to securing God's hand is a life of continuous worship. In 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 15, 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 15, Elijah securing the hand of God as a result of worship. He says, but now, bring me a minstrel. Get me somebody from OFG. Or get me somebody from the congregation who can sing or dance before God. Bring me now a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel began to play, that the hand of the Lord was... Can you see that? You know, the word of God is so specific. Bring me somebody that can sing. I need the hand of God upon me. I'm hungry of the hand of God. I'm hungry for the presence. So that's why people that don't have time to sing, they easily sink. People that don't have time to sing, they easily sink in life. Bring me a minstrel. And as the minstrel began to play, and as the minstrel began to dance, he said, and the hand of God was upon me. I want to tell you this. One of the most important parts of any service is the praise service. The worship service. The worship part of the service, which is at the beginning and at the end of the service. Particularly as you start the worship when they start, 5:30 p.m. Let us all lift up our hands to worship God. You are there already. Seated. Then they say stand up. You are there. Then you stand up with them. On Sunday, they are starting 8 o'clock to sing and to worship God. They say, let's lift up our hands and stand up to thank God. You are already there. Oh, the hand of God can't be lacking. In your house, you have time to sing. Everybody, you and your children. When you see people that don't dance and sing in church, it's because at home they don't sing. Yoruba would say it is from the house that you catch your day. You understand? It is what you are practicing. I mean, when you are a dancer at home, you are a dancer in church. It's not
natural. It's natural. When you are a worshiper at home, you are a worshiper in church. As a student, you are a, the grounds of the sports center in University of Ife, where I did my first degree, can never forget me, Lai. Because I was a permanent resident. I don't know if there's a day, Monday to Sunday, that I wasn't there in prayers. Monday to Sunday. I don't know what's wrong. Worshipping God shouldn't be a burden. That's why many lack the hand of God. But from today, new grace to worship God like never before comes on you this morning in the name of Jesus. Grace to wake up in the morning and you just go into, you just flow in worship. Maybe your voice is not as good like a pastor will say that my voice is not. It doesn't matter how your voice is. Even if your voice is froggy like, forget that one. As that voice that you think is froggy like is filled with honey before God. Anytime I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That is, you just wake up with enthusiasm. You wake up with new fire for worship. Any tone you like, either is D tone. Either is D tone or any tone. Just plug in. It's a new day for you today. Days of sadness are over for you forever. I can't hear your loudest amen. Can I tell you this? Just like you have been smiling since I started this message this morning, throughout this year, things of joy will never be lacking in your life. As God liveth, this week I am hearing your testimony. 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 Let me hear your loudest amen. Number three, key to securing God's hand is a devoted life of service and sacrifice. Everyone that requires the hand of God must definitely be somebody who is serving and who is sacrificing. In Psalms 89, verse 20 to 22, God referring to David as my servant. He said, I have found David my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. Verse 22 now. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the sons of wickedness afflict him. I have found David my servant. And because of this, I have put my hand on his head. Many are not serving. That's why things are not serving towards them. Many are not serving. Your service and your sacrifice qualifies you for God's hand. Look at a man like Joshua in Exodus 33 verse 11. While Moses was on top of the mountain praying, Joshua was down serving. He waited. While others were already doing all sort of rubbish, Joshua was waiting for Moses. He waited for the man of God. He was there for 40 days. He was down for 40 days. We lack men and women of sacrifice in this generation. We only have plenty men of give me. Sacrifice is lacking. And the Lord spoke unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again unto the camp. But his servant Joshua, can you see that? That was why Joshua took over from Moses. Joshua was in permanent service. Not all these, two-hour service that people are doing. Permanent. He was in permanent service. And the Lord spoke unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend, and he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not. He did not depart from God's presence. Nobody is saying you should come and be sleeping in church permanently. But ensure that your service is sacrificial. Your giving is sacrificial. It shouldn't be a giving as if you are just, God, just take this five naira. No. Everything you are doing must be with sense. That's how to be a good Christian. Your behavior must be with sense. You do it with honor. must be thorough. It's a new day for somebody here today. Grace to serve God like never before this year. Receive in the name of Jesus. Do you know the reason why reward is different? Service is different. That's just it. The reason why reward is different is because service level is different. Service quality is different. You are in a department of 30 members and they count 7 members that are active. They can't mention your name. You have not started serving. 30, they say, give us the name of the first 7 out of these 30. Or you are 20. They say, give us first 3. Your name is not mentioned. It's a shame on you. It's a shame. Just 20 people. What about if you are 1,000 in that department? Maybe you are number 900. 20 people in a department. They say, mention 3 people who are outstanding in this department. They say, where is this person? They are maybe 19 or even 20 over 20. Sir. Number 4, key to securing God's hand is called prayer. Prayer. The reason why Jesus was into permanent, God had his hand upon him permanently was because he was a man of prayer. In Mark chapter 1 verse 35, Mark 1 35, the Bible says Jesus, he departed to go and pray to a solitary place in the morning, rising up a great while before the day. He went out and departed. He departed. This is one of my own key strengths. Key areas of strength. Departing. Others snoring. And then departing. La kwata gaya. Jakwa la katia. Ziza kwa katakata. Lelaswa katarada. Jesus, say something in this night. Let your word be released. Makatwa gagagaya. Zezwa kakatia. Ratwa. Continuously. Get to a point where regularly you depart. Whereby when you don't pray, your body is shaking. Luke 18 verse 1. Men always ought to pray and not to faint. Many are fainting. And that's why many are failing. Until you are praying, then you are fainting. Get up in the place of prayer. Devil want to challenge you. You don't need to be running etter skater. You are more than that. 3 days. Devil, if your father born you, I'm fasting tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday. And if now your father born you, after you won't finish tomorrow's fast before it will disappear. I'm fasting 3 days. I'm waiting on God 3 days with intense prayer. If now your father born you, by Thursday morning, let this challenge be waiting for me. By the time you get to the door, the challenge is gone. Devil is a bloody coward. And I speak this morning. Every devil troubling you and your family, they bow this morning in the name of Jesus. They bow this morning in the name of Jesus. So keep on praying. Keep on praying. Psalms 91 verse 15. Keep on praying. Keep on seeking his face. Psalms 91, 15. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. And then I will honor him. I think that is somebody here this morning. If you are that person, say a big amen. Amen. So your own work is to call upon him. His own work is to answer you. Friends, as long as this your mouth can talk, devil is in trouble. This your mouth, as long as this your mouth can talk to God. There is no devil that can stop your joy. It's only you, except you cannot cry to God. Call upon me and I will answer you. And I will show you Jeremiah 3 verse 3. Call upon me and I will answer you and I will show you greater mighty things without knowing not. Call upon me. That is, cry to me. Don't keep quiet. And then I will place my hand on you. Somebody is here today. God must answer you this morning. Number what now? Okay, I'll just give you 3 more then we close. Number 5, key to the hand of God is love for God and his kingdom. The more you love God, the more you have access to his hand. Love and honor for God. Let's put it that way. Love and honor for God and his kingdom. Your honor and your love for God determines the level of love he will shower on you. My advice to you this morning is to love God differently this year. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the heart of man what God has in store for them that love him. The love of God qualifies you for the best of God. Get that? the love of God in your heart qualifies you for the best of God in your life. The love of God in your heart qualifies you for the best of God in your life. Now listen to this. When there is love, it is visible. I know many, many people are in love here this morning. I can see your faces. I can see the smile of love on your face. There's a smile they call the smile of love. You know, when people are in a relationship, I always know. Because the way they will even greet you, appreciate you, is different from somebody who is still trusting God. There is a smile of love. That is the kind of thing God is looking for. He's waiting for you to love him so much so that he can bless you. You person you are dining with and the person you are befriending is super rich. It will be an aberration for me now to be wearing this nice jacket and for my wife to be looking tattered. It's an aberration. It will be an aberration for me to be driving a good car and then my wife is looking so shameless and you look at her and say, can this be pastor's wife? If I'm traveling abroad or going for a meeting or a conference or anywhere in the world, it will be an aberration for me to be flying and my wife is on bicycle. Say, meet me there with your bicycle. No, that is the same way with God. When you love God, you are qualified. Someone say qualified. Qualified. You are already qualified. The more you love God, the more you are qualified for his hand upon your life. The more you love God, you qualify for him to touch you. You qualify him for him to love you endlessly. He loves me. I cannot say why. He just loves you. You can't say why. The reason why is because you love him too. You know, it's very easy for love to be suspended or withdrawn when love is not reciprocal. Am I speaking this morning? When you are extending love, and the love is being rejected, after some time, you are tired. You are tired. Don't tire. There was a young guy some time ago. I said, why are you not, this lady you were dating before, what's going on? I think you are planning to get married. He said, no, I don't tire. She's not responding. I'm tired. I'm not going there again. I'm tired. And honestly, I don't know if I could advise him to continue or not. Because when you are tired, you are tired. But today, you will never be tired of loving God. Today, a brand new love will emerge in your heart for God. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. If I prayed for you that you have pound sterling now, your amen will be louder. Amen. But when I say the love of God will grow in your heart, you didn't say a big amen. Amen. This is the actual key to your pound sterling. This is the actual key to your dollars. This is the actual key to your... Anything I don't have now, I will soon have it as long as I'm loving God. So I don't have, because my father owns it. He owns everything. Friends, what you are envying the life of others will soon be your own portion. And even much more. In the name of Jesus. Number what now? Number six, key to the hand of God is called humility and total surrender. Humility and total surrender. That is, God must increase and you must decrease. John chapter 3, verse 30. John 3, 30. God must increase and you must decrease. If you want... How do you place the hand of someone on somebody's head who is so tall in his own eyes? If you want real blessing, you go on your knees. Please. Recently, my wife and I, we went for a meeting with one of our fathers in the Lord, and they wanted to pray for us. We were initially holding our hands on our... Immediately, about 10 seconds, it just dawned on me, they are praying for me and blessed, and I'm on my knees. I just pulled my wife and together we went down. The less is blessed of the better. It is somebody higher than you that can bless you. You can't be braggadocious before God and say, God will bless you. How come? James 4 verse 6. If you're a proud person, forget it. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. And verse 10. Go to verse 10 now. Verse 10 of that same place. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will what? He will lift you up. That's it. Many are so proud that God can't place any hand on them. Say, this little result you are having, nobody can talk to you again. Nobody can relate with you. Nobody can relate with you again. What's going on? What's happening? And you are crying, God, anoint me. I want more anointing. God says, forget it. You want more annoyance, not anointing. Because if you want more anointing, you humble yourself. 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 I went to pray for a family yesterday who was, one of their children was a little strong. And the husband wanted to give something to the wife. And then the wife, just went and then collected it. I said, so there are still few people that do this thing. The husband is here now. So there are still few people. How does it? They even look, hey, oh, what my baba like, but you're going to give it to me. What do you mean? Abba. And I'm sure it's not because I'm there. It's just because of regard, respect. Some people even look at their parents eyeball to eyeball like this. Daddy, good morning. If you want to answer, answer. If you don't want to answer, go come. Oh, Jehovah. Number seven, where I'm going to stop this morning. Key to the hand of God is called salvation. Salvation. Until a man is saved, God cannot place his hand upon him. In John 3, verse 36. John chapter 3, verse 36. John chapter 3. He says, but he that believeth on the Son had everlasting life. And he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God abideth on him. May you escape the wrath of God this morning.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.